I feel like when people sing, is this how it sounds?
I don't know.
What?
Okay, you're listening to WBDG Jai 90.9 He Talks Episode 3, and I'm here with Kansas Robinson. Kansas, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. She's really excited to be doing this. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a few questions, like hard-hitting questions. You're not really going to know what to expect. You're going to be like, oh, what?
Oh, man.
Yeah. So first, I have to ask you how your senior is going so far, and if you can describe it in like 3 words.
I don't know. It's going great. It's a lot of fun. I love it. I definitely have a little senioritis.
Yeah, I could definitely relate.
It's kind of hard to stay motivated to do certain things, but no, it's been great. I love it. It's sad it's coming to end, but
yeah,
I'm ready too for the next chapter. So
yeah, I can't wait for graduation either. So you're committed to Northwestern University. Can you talk a little bit about like the process and what led you up to that final decision, or how you were feeling in that moment?
Yeah. So I committed a while ago. It's been a while since I committed. It was eighth grade, but
Real?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah, softball's weird. The rules are changed now, so like you can't commit until September 1st of your junior year, but I committed before the rule changed. But
oh wow.
Yeah. So, I play on Indiana Magic Gold, which is a really good. It's a really good organization. They get you exposed to a lot of colleges. So, when I started playing with them, I started getting recognized more by some of the Big Ten schools.
Oh, wow.
And then, I started getting noticed more.
Mm-hmm.
I went on a few unofficial visits, and it really came down to Ohio State and Northwestern. And then, like, everything was the same. The deciding factor was basically my education would be so much, like, when I graduate, I'm going to be so better off graduating for Northwestern. Mm-hmm. And I also love the coaches.
So you didn't feel any pressure at all?
Not really, no. Mm-hmm. I feel like I felt more pressured afterwards because, I mean, I had been committed for so long and not a lot of my friends were committed. So it's like I'm supposed to be this like superstar and like you're just like scared to like fail, but like it was like in the moment it was I wasn't feeling pressured, but
I've always wanted to ask you this. How do you do, like, don't you play like three sports? You play softball, basketball, volleyball too, or how do you do that, like, what? Like, mentally,
I give up a lot of free time.
Oh, uh-uh. No.
Mentally, I'm okay. It keeps me busy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, I can't complain. I signed up for it, and I love it. I mean, I love all the sports that I play, and I feel like I get something out of all of them that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's not something that really has affected me negatively, so.
You're a triple threat. Don't play with it. Okay, so you're very well known. You have over 10,000 on social media. I don't know. Like, one day I was on your page, I followed you, had like 8,000 or something, and then the next day I'm just like, okay, how did she do that?
Okay. If I'm being totally honest, I have no idea how I did that. So on my TikTok, a couple of my videos have gone like viral. I guess. So like I'm thinking like it came from there, but then also my basketball, I took basketball pictures this season and Ben Goins took them and they were really good. Like they were really good pictures. Like they were professional pictures. And I think those like hit the Explore page maybe because like one of my other teammates, London, hers blew up too. And then they just didn't stop blowing. And I'm like, well,
I mean, I can't blame you guys because I feel like we have one of the most attractive athletes. Like our cheerleaders are attractive. are athletes are attractive. So like, it's not that it doesn't come as a surprise to me.
Well, thank you.
But you're very well known. Is there one thing you can tell WBDG? One thing that no one knows about you.
One thing that nobody knows about me?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Your secret's safe with WBDG.
Okay. What's one thing nobody knows about me?
Like, it could be weird, it could be goofy. It doesn't have to be like Pretty Little Liars.
But... I can do Elmo's voice.
You can? Can you hear it?
Oh my gosh. Really?
You can do like an impersonation. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Oh my gosh.
This is happening.
Hello.
That was good. That was good. That was good. That was good. That was good.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Okay, so we're gonna do a little bit of hot rapid fire questions. Oh, I hope that you're ready.
Oh,
she's
man.
She's been asking me, hey, what are you going to ask? What are you going to ask? I'm like, I can't tell you. I just want to see the reaction on your face. Okay, so if you could be anyone from the past or the present, who would you be?
Who would I be?
Yeah.
The past or the present?
Uh-huh.
Who would I be? I love Zendaya.
Oh, my. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We're like best friend. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. That's a whole nother conversation. If you could be any fictional character, who would you be? Like TV show, cartoon character?
Any fictional character?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Elmo.
It can be like any from any show, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably Meredith Grey from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, my cousin.
I love her.
No, my cousins are obsessed with that show. They've been telling me to watch, and it's like 17 seasons. I don't think I could commit to that.
It's my favorite show ever.
I'm gonna get into it. Like,
it's a journey, but you'll mm-hmm. love it. It's like, it's amazing.
I'll get into it. Okay, so say you had the because your name is Kansas,
right?
Say you had the opportunity to name yourself, what would you have named yourself?
What would I have named myself? I don't know why, but ever since I was younger, I always wanted to be Ariana.
Like Ariana Grande?
Ariana. I don't know. Yeah, Ariana. I don't know why.
That's a nice name.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could compete with anyone famous in any competition, doesn't matter what it is, who would you compete with?
Who would I compete with?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Probably. Oh. Let's see. Probably. Kat Osterman. She's a pitcher.
Okay.
So like, I would want to like go up to bat against her. So
yeah, like High School Musical, the whole that one scene where that was cool. Okay. So now we're gonna do best or worst. I think this is gonna be harder on you because it's like much more controversial.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Imagine if this was like heard around the world. Like Candace Robinson said this.
Oh man. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Number one, worst rapper of all time.
Worst rapper?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, what's her name? I cannot stand her. Coi Leray. Coi Leray. I cannot stand her. I am so sorry. She makes me like cringe. I do not like her whatsoever.
You don't like any of her music?
I think she's featured in one song that like, but like, no. Yeah, I don't like
what's
her.
Weird is a lot of artists, they kill their features, but like on their own songs, it's like, what are you doing?
Like, that was horrible.
But it's one of them.
See, like that's yeah, that's a cool one. Uh-huh. But like, no, I just can't.
Okay. Greatest artist of all time.
Greatest artist of all mm-hmm. time?
Who's the GOAT?
That's pretty hard. There's a lot of GOAT. Like, there's a lot of great okay. Well, I like J. Cole a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Drake.
Mm-hmm.
And then like my favorite artist right now.
Uh-huh.
Like maybe not greatest of all time, but like I love her.
Her?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Number three, best musical genre.
R&B.
I agree.
R&B for sure.
Okay. Worst musical genre.
Worst musical drama?
I know what mine's gonna be.
Genre?
Yeah.
Probably like probably like heavy metal.
Oh my gosh, I was gonna say the same thing, like metal rock and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there's this one song by X. My cousin was on my YouTube, and then he liked one of the songs, and I listened to it, and it was actually pretty good, and it was rock. I was like, I could dig into this.
Right. Like, I didn't want to say, like, rock, but, like, heavy metal.
Yeah, like the crazy,
like, no. I don't get it.
I'd go to a party, though. I'd go to a party.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be fun to jump.
Okay. Greatest athlete of all time.
Greatest athlete of all time. LeBron James.
I mean, can't go wrong.
I mean... Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. Best fast food restaurant.
Best fast food restaurant?
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A.
I mean, can't go wrong
like,
with that.
Like, who doesn't love Chick-fil-A?
Yes. Do you like their fries? Their
I love their fries. I always get the chicken sandwich.
I agree.
The regular chicken sandwich.
Most def.
And the honey mustard.
Oh, my gosh.
Honey mustard barbecue sauce.
Yes.
I've started to like that more than I like Chick-fil-A sauce. It's weird.
I know. Me too. Worst fast food restaurant.
Worst fast food?
Yeah.
What is the worst?
I mean, a lot of people would probably answer this question.
I would say it's not even the worst, though. It's not that bad. I would say, like, the most, like, unhealthy, like, probably White Castle. But, like, White Castle is a good place to go when it's, like, 2 a.m. and you're hungry. And
yeah.
Like, some chicken rings.
You ever have, like, somebody talk, I was about to cuss. Okay. You ever had somebody talk, like, junk about a certain fast food restaurant and you get food from there and then they'd ask you, hey, can I get a fry? Or, like, that's my mom, like, with, like, McDonald's. She asked for my food the other day. I'm like, I literally did haven't eaten anything.
Right. And it's like, and I thought she didn't like
right,
it.
Right. You didn't. So. You always have something to say.
But don't get me wrong. If you have some fries from White Castle, I might
definitely.
Might still take one.
If you had the option to wear one sneaker brand, which brand would it be?
One sneaker brand?
Yeah. For the rest of your life.
Jordans.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Okay. Last question. If you had to shop from one clothing brand, which one would it be?
One clothing brand?
Yeah. Like, this is like until you pass type thing.
Until I pass?
Yes.
One clothing brand. My only, like, should I go expensive?
I mean, it's anything.
Well, like,
I mean, you're gonna make it, so it doesn't matter if you like, if it's like Louis Vuitton or whatever.
Okay, so I was gonna say like Gucci or like Fendi.
Do they
or
have
Nike? I mean, like, Nike's pretty basic, but like, I mean, they have all the fits. But then there's like, laid back. Like Gucci and like,
yeah. So are you more dressy or are you more like laid back type or?
So like, I most of the time I dress laid back, but if I have an excuse to dress up, I will. Like I like dressing up.
Yeah.
But most of the time it's usually chill fits. But when I when I bust a fit, I bust a fit.
She busts a fit. Okay. Check out her Instagram, you guys.
Okay.
All right. That was it, Kansas. Thank you so much for stopping by on WBDG 90.9. It was really fun. You're amazing. She's amazing. Do you have anything else to say?
No, thank you for having me.
Okay, guys, we gotta go to class. The bell's about to ring. Okay, that was Kansas Robinson, Northwestern commit, Purple Rain leader, softball athlete, and all around just amazing person. She's on to do great things, and it was awesome getting to talk to her here at the station. But up next, we have Luke Jones. Stay here, we have more after the break. All right, we have Luke Jones. Luke, we've done quite a few projects together here at the station. And I just brought him here, you know, to talk about, since it's finals week, I want to talk about, you know, how you're feeling about finals, what you're going to do over the break, and what you have planned for the holidays.
Finals. They're not looking good, Chief. They're not looking
good. Not looking good.
I mean, I haven't taken one yet.
Mm-hmm.
My grades are, for most of my classes, my grades actually been locked down.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can't submit any more assignments?
No. The only help I have is probably doing the assignments for my pre-calc class.
It's always pre-calc. It's always that one math class, dude.
I promise.
It's crazy.
The pre-calc isn't that bad, I want to say. It's just time management.
Yeah, gotta get better at time management. You know, we're gonna go to college soon. You gotta stay on that. So, what are you? Are you locked down to study, or you know, do you have a to do list, like an itinerary? Like, what's going on?
I'd rather not think about it, or I'll cry. But I've been thinking about setting up various timers for myself during this entire week to at least put down an hour or two of studying into one or two subjects.
Okay, so is there like a studying ritual type thing that you do? Like you do? Do you have any tips on how to get a good study session in? You know, that type of thing.
No, not really. I mostly just put on my headphones and pray.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, yeah, it's... I mean, although it is a... I've just been out of practice. There's, like, a whole method to madness I had before down.
Mm-hmm.
But as a recent... nah.
Yeah, there are different ways you could get a good study session. And I know we've had a... we had a newscast in last week. One of our reporters gave us some pretty good tips. Like, listening to music, change of environment, and things like that. But I know one thing's for sure, I'm not gonna be getting any naps in this week, and that's gonna suck. It really is. And you know, the funny thing was, last week it felt like we were in school for so long. It didn't even feel like 5 days. It felt longer. It felt like 35 days, 7 weeks of nonstop work. And I don't know, it's crazy. But good thing the holidays are coming up, winter break's coming up. So do you have any plans, like you getting a new video game, or more sleep? What's going on?
I for the most part, nothing much really. Unfortunately, I don't really have any plans. I actually gotta make my list in this class. Really, it's going to consist of probably getting an MP3 player, so I don't take up so much room on my phone.
That's cool.
And probably something else. I'm not too sure what I really want for Christmas at this point.
I mean, we've all had, like... Are you, like, did you have, what you call it? Like, did you have, like, a full, like, list of, things that you want? It's like an endless, list of, this is what I want, this is that, like... Anything you remember?
No, I never. Like, I want to say the last time I had a giant list was probably like third grade. No, I want to say like seventh or eighth.
Seventh? So not that long ago.
No, and then now it's just gone real, bro. I can't.
Yeah. If there is one thing though, besides an MP3 player, like one thing that's gonna, like there's one thing that, like, this it's a big thing that you've always wanted. What would it be?
I'll just say at that point, I'll probably be money, because
you can't go wrong with that. You can't. I mean, that's the goal, isn't it? It's the goal. Okay, so.
Recently, I have been accepted into Ball State.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Whole lot of people talk about Ball State. Like, that's all I hear. Like, I got accepted into Ball State. I'm like, what is this Ball State school? Like, and then my friend's like, you should apply. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
It's apparently one of the top schools you can really get to.
Yeah. Is it? It's in Indiana, right?
Yeah, Muncie.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that is that I'll have to move out to Muncie.
And yeah,
I don't know if I want to move too far away from home, because
you're homebody.
yo, there's nothing wrong being a homebody. That's
I know. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I gotta go. Like, I gotta dip. I gotta on that flight and just get out of here. But describe that feeling. The tedious process of applying, you have to write essays, you have to do a lot. And so, can you describe the feeling of like getting accepted?
Funny enough, I didn't actually have to write any essays at all.
Oh yeah, really?
I was a nominee, or I was a selected nominee for them in general. So they sent
me
a flyer.
Actually, uh-huh.
kind of just carry it with me every now and then. But yeah, it's, I want to say, all it said really was that you're a nominee. Apply during this, you know, the certain time you'll get like a reply within 2 or 3 weeks.
So did you get it through the mail, or did you find through, you know,
mostly through their online system?
Okay.
I then got something in the mail after I got accepted. And
so what was your reaction?
I thought it was a joke. I'm not gonna cap. Yeah. I really thought it was a joke. I mean, I know I'm not dumb per se. It's I didn't
think you'd get in. I mean, what, their acceptance rate is pretty high, no?
I don't think so. See, I didn't even,
I always look at the acceptance rates.
The acceptance rates?
Yeah. I do. That's something I have to admit. I'm always looking at, you know, acceptance rates.
Because originally I was thinking about going to IEPY, since that's pretty close to where I live.
Yeah. Homebody. Yeah. Yeah. Get with the homebody.
Yeah. I was originally thinking about going to Ivy Tech. And the only reason is that because people might be like saying, I must be crazy. I got sent to that Ball State. I would go to Ivy Tech.
Yeah. But, so that was your next option?
Yeah. Because
after IEPY.
Ivy Tech has this weird system where they allow you to take 2 years of a class there.
And
then you go to your next, you go to the college that you're choosing.
Yeah. I did a tour my sophomore year, and it was cool, you know. I enjoyed it. So yeah, you definitely could go to the community college, you know, take your two years of whatever maybe core class you need, and then you they transfer you or whatever. That's pretty cool. Ball State, that's great. What are you majoring in?
Computer science.
Gang. Me too. Definitely. So what for are you, like?
I was gonna go into computer science, into more software design. Basically I'm low key wondering if I can make another Windows or maybe a Mac product.
I feel like definitely
one of those. I just recently looked. Okay, so that's not too bad or too good. The acceptance rates for IUPUI is apparently 74%.
Yeah, it means anybody could get in, you know.
I guess I'll just send mine in then. I was really intimidated because they said that your GPA has to be like a 3.5 or something of that nature.
That's already good. That's already good.
I was like,
have you signed up for any scholarships or?
No.
Full ride.
I actually do need to finish my 24th century scholars.
You know, you could also do a campus visit as well.
True.
Have you done any of those?
Only to Bloomington.
Bloomington? How was it there?
Bloomington was, it was vast. If I want to say, it felt more like going into like an old castle that's been refurbished and new, like just modernized on the inside. But on the outside, it looks more like a castle.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty old.
It's pretty old. How do campus visits work? Like, do you talk to people or do they give you a tour? Like, what happens?
I really only have the main experience of my field trip that I took, I want to say, in ninth grade. I'm not too sure. But basically, they have a tour guide and everything.
Yeah.
You walk around. They ask you they ask if you have any questions about certain things and aspects of the school. Not that much, really. It's kind of typical stuff. Really.
Yeah.
But
I have not done not one campus visit. I really need to get on that. But, you know, it's going. I'm taking things one step at a time. And I learned that's what you have to do, even though, because you have a million things in your head and you have, like, multiple things going on at once and you're everywhere. So, like, I just learned, like, it's better to take things one step at a time, you know, for your mental, like, health and sanity.
I've been kind of taking a bunch of things on. Shoot, I still got to get on that. I've been doing a bad job on that part. But the 21st century scholar thing is apparently supposed to be done every year.
Wait, is it 24 or 21st?
21st century scholar.
Okay.
unfortunately, I have neglected that every year because I've been busy with a bunch of other stuff, bro.
My cousins kept telling me, like, they keep, like, they'll ask me, hey, did you do the 21st Century Scholars thing? I'm like, no. Like, can I still do it? They're like, no, you're supposed to do that since, you know, sixth grade. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
You kind of, the program began, I want to say, in eighth to seventh. Mm-hmm. At Lenhurst for me.
Yeah.
I got my mom, you know, signed me up immediately.
Immediately. I pray. Had to do it.
I pray that she does not find out about, you know, the work that is yet to be done. But still, though, I mean, other than that, the grades, they're not too bad. Mm-hmm. I had no Fs, you know.
We're good.
We're working clean. We're working clean.
Okay. So, I found something out last week, you know, while talking to my counselor. I was going to take... Oh, my gosh. I was so ticked off. Okay. So, last week, I went to the office. We talked about a few things. And then just asked me, he was like, yeah, dude, why do you want to take all these classes? Because I wanted to take, you know, more classes, you know, online. Because I'm really good at it. And I just needed a GPA boost. Like, that's all. And then... Yeah, I just found out it basically doesn't do anything for you, like unless you're retaking a class or taking a class that you could take in person. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't, like, not one credit. Like, we literally sat there and he calculated, like, I just want to take 5 extra classes, right? But he said, let me give you 7. And then he calculated that, and it did not even reach 1 point. And it was crazy to me. But I don't know. I think I'm just, you know,
nailing
next semester. I mean, I'm nailing it now. But definitely next semester, no games whatsoever. No games. No missing assignments whatsoever. It's final stretch. Gotta get it done.
You're a senior as well, right?
Huh?
You're a senior as well, right?
I mean... Do I not look like one?
No, I'm just asking this.
Sure. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm a senior.
You got these seniors that be like super tall.
Uh huh.
Well, really, I can't.
Wait, so you're calling me short?
No,
I'm short.
Bro, I'm 5'7", bro. I'm apparently a senior. I'm a senior. I'm not calling you short. I just can't tell anymore.
No, I'm 5'10", but.
I'm 5'6" or 7". Bro, you have no right to call to ask if you're short to me. I don't know what you mean.
No, my cousins, like one of my cousins, he swears he's 5'7". Like, dude, you're not 5'7". It's crazy. No, it's funny because in Jacksonville, when I was going to school, I was one of the tallest people. Like anybody that was short is probably like 5'5", you know, 5'4", like, I don't know. But like when I moved here, it's like, dang, all these, I could hire these
giants.
Yeah,
bro.
I could legit hire these giants. Legit. I could hire these people as my bodyguards. Like, what's going on? And I have this weird thing where I don't like standing around people who are taller or shorter than me. It's weird. I got over it, but
I was about to say,
not with tall people though. Like, if you make me feel like a mosquito, like an insect, like I can't do it. Can't.
Yeah, I remember having this dude named Jake. He would loom over me. I was like, oh.
Like the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah, dude. I'm not kidding. This dude, I want to say, probably, yeah. He'll be
no
at the top
way
of the window. I'm like,
Were you guys cool?
We were solid. I made sure to make friends with him immediately, especially when I saw
right
him.
You don't want no problems with that. You don't.
I saw him sitting around alone a bunch, and I was like, you know what? I got time.
No, I just sit around with my friends and talk about. We used to talk about like methods of like how would we scrap with people that were bigger than us, and you know whether or not we could take them. We're not. That's a whole different conversation. But you know,
you gotta climb up that tree, bro.
Right, gotta climb up the mountain. It's crazy. Okay. Thanks so much, Lucas. I'm always calling you Lucas. His name is Luke. But I love calling him Lucas because when I think of Lucas, I think of Lucas Oil Stadium. And I just think that you're going to make it. You're going to make it big. Most definitely. I definitely want to see what you have in store in the future. You know, maybe after we graduate college or sometime after that, we cross paths or might work together, like make an app or something, or, you know, develop a video game, whatever. Because we do have a little nerdy video gamer talks on here. Thanks so much for stopping by on my podcast, He Talks, WBDG, Giant 90.9. Do you have anything to say to the people?
I mean, there's only one thing I really have to say is that if you're like in middle school or elementary school, elementary school, you can slide on by. If you're in middle school, hey, take this seriously, bro, because this is no joke. This is setting out your life for this is your entire life.
My teacher tried to intimidate me about high school, but it's been high pretty cool. Been chill. Yeah, it's just pretty fun. The journey.
The problem is that it comes from you. You will have to pin your own path at that point.
Well, it's definitely some advice, some words of wisdom from Luke Jones. Thank you. It's been He Talks, WBG, Giant 90.9. See you next time.